Good evening to everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's More Success Team Legal Shield Conference call. We're in some quite exciting times in Legal Shield. I know our international convention is rapidly approaching upon us, and I just want to really encourage and implore you guys, if you haven't made the commitment to get registered, to please do so now. I know the close hotels are filling up fast, so you definitely want to make get registered for the international convention, and of course, our More Success Team breakout. You know, this is the only convention, national convention, that Legal Shield will have this year in 2013. So, you know, if you're really serious about your business, you will make that commitment to be in Oklahoma City in April. But don't procrastinate. Get your registration done now. It is vitally important to the success and growth of each and every one of your own individual businesses. But to get things kicked off tonight, I'd like to go straight out to Durant, Oklahoma, to a Platinum Executive Director, Millionaire Club member, six-figure income earner. But most importantly, he's my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. How are you, sir?
I am, Jeremy. Thank you very much. And I want to encourage everyone to go to moresuccessteam.com and get pre-registered for that breakout session, because it will be fantastic. Well, Mr. Ken Moore and I actually just got back from a great 3 days in Albuquerque, New Mexico. So to talk a little bit about that, I want to go out to More Success Team Platinum Executive Directors, Millionaire Club members, and $300,000 income earners, Kyle and Lisa Kimbrough. Kyle and Lisa, are you guys on?
I'm here, Randy. I'm not sure if Lisa's on, because I'm not with her. So
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you both. Great to have you both on tonight.
All right, thank you. I'll defer to Lisa first.
Thank you. Yeah, I was going to say, let me go first. I have to say, I don't know if Kenneth is on or not, but it was just such a privilege and a blessing to spend time with you. I know you'd been out a few years ago, but it had been quite a while since Kenneth had been out, Mr. Moore had been out to see us. And, you know, I just have to tell you, and I don't really have to tell you, your dad, Jeremy's grandfather, and he's our client, our mentor, our leader, but he's just set apart. There's just something really special about Mr. Kenneth Moore, and to have the privilege to just even meet him is priceless. But to be able to spend quality time, we sat and had coffee and just got to share, and just to know that we're a part of your family, your team, your just your destiny, it was such an honor. And then I have to say, Mr. Randy Moore shared his heart. I've just never had somebody be so transparent and so genuine and so heartfelt. It just overwhelmed me to think that we're part of your organization, but more importantly, part of your family. And I'm just moved. I'm moved and grateful and thankful, and the fact that we learned so much from you, even now, even if this weekend, how much more we can learn and develop together. And I just can't thank you enough for coming, and I look forward to when you can come again. And I'd like Jeremy Moore to join you, and love for Charlene and Pat to come. It was really neat to hear that Pat was instrumental in your business early on, and I love when wives are involved. It changes things when husband and wives work together for one common good. So anyway, I'll let Kyle share, but thank you, thank you, thank you.
Ready? Yeah, well, Randy, it was great to see you and Mr. Moore again, because it's been about 5.5 years since you and Pat were out. Of course, it was 12 years, 2001, when you and Mr. Moore came out the last time together. So it's been quite some time. And, we just had a blast with with obviously the majority of the people that were at the events were on the More Success team. But many others from the marketplace, and it was just a fabulous luncheon, the executive luncheon that we had at our on Fridays that we normally do, and to just have you as a guest speaker. I know Mr. Baldonado, who kind of leads that. He got three associates to his team alone just on that day. And then, to have the PC dinner, we had a blast at the barbecue. And, of course, I know Mr. Wayne Bird, I think he's on Linda Bowden's team, enjoyed winning the $50 door prize that Ken gave away. And then, of course, Super Saturday was just a tremendous blessing. I know we were trying to get you guys out of there to change and get to the room, and everyone just wanted to, I think more pictures that day of people wanting to take with our guest speaker, and I know that was important, so I actually took some time yesterday to put that up on our state Facebook page, because there are just dozens and dozens of pictures that I took, because people said it was a unique opportunity to have both of you here, and obviously with, you know, Mr. Moore just being a legend in Legal Shield. So just a tremendous event, and we thank you for both of you guys being here, taking the time, planting seeds of increase here in the marketplace, and we look forward to not next time not being so long. So we just appreciate you both, and thank you very much.
Yeah, we had a great time, Mr. and Ms. Kimbrell. Thank you so much. We were treated royally out there, and enjoyed seeing all the leadership on our team and the people that took care of us. Taking us and picking us up and feeding us. It was just an awesome event, and we were just so happy that we could help build our team while we were out there. So thank you guys very much, and we look forward to coming and seeing you in the near future.
Appreciate it.
All right, now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma. He is an original Millionaire Club member, $500,000 ring earner, now in his 29th year with Legal Shield, none other than Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on?
I'm right here, Randy, and it was a great time. I was so pleased and so happy to be there, and I got so energized from the people, and Colin Lisa was great. John Alvarado, of course, his daughter was getting married this weekend, yet he took time out to spend time with us on such a busy schedule. I admire him so much, and there's just so many leaders there who were gracious, and the people were all gracious. I had a great time being with you, Randy, and I want to thank the people of Albuquerque again from the very, very bottom of my heart. And of course, it's quite easy to see what makes Kyle successful. And there was one word, Lisa. Now, Kyle, you put up, friend. No, it was a great time. But Randy, I'm really excited to introduce this next speaker. And by the way, I was talking to Tony Petrell today, and on the 4th of next month, he will be our guest speaker on that Monday night call. So I thought I'd tell you, and Miss Brenda Anderson will be our speaker for the group call, the 4th of March. Anyhow, Randy, this young man tonight is young because at my age, most everyone is young. You know, he was working as a tech, and he only made $24,000 the last year he did that. In his very first year with Legal Shield, he made $68,000, so it wasn't very much trouble for him to decide 24, 68. $44,000 difference from year, quite a deal. You know, and after 23 months, he earned his six-figure ring and has never stopped turning back now. Not only up and coming, but a superstar, Mr. Ryan Burns. Ryan, thank you for being on the call tonight. We appreciate it.
I really appreciate it. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear, my friend.
All right. That's good.
Just as Mrs. Kimbrell and Mr. Kimbrell were talking, you know, I just feel the same. I feel so grateful to be part of this team. You know, and I find myself, just like Lisa said, you know, talking about the Moore family and Ken Moore. I know even in our last Sunday school class at church, one of the things I mentioned is one of the things I love about the company I work with is this gentleman. I remember 5 years ago, every call I got on, he ended every call and reminded us to keep God first and our family second and Legal Shield third. And I just, I've just been so inspired to be part of this team. I just feel like the focus is right. The life lessons are right. The incredible company we're in is an amazing opportunity to be able to bless people and make a living. And so I just want to say thank you before I go any further to the Moore family and for everything that you guys do. We're just so grateful to be part of this incredible organization. I was thinking about what to share today, and you know, sometimes more than ever I need a training about why to do the business and what we're creating, and you know, and really kind of getting down to why doing the business. And sometimes I would find myself as a new associate craving, you know, how to do the business. I wanted a real roadmap. You know, we've used the example, if you're trying to put a 1,000-piece puzzle together, it's a lot easier if you could see the picture right in front of you, so you know kind of what these edges are supposed to look like and what this is supposed to look like, and you can kind of just start piecing it together if you at least know what you're trying to build. You know, so that's what I'm going to lean towards a little bit, you know, is how to do this business and what skills we need to eventually create to be able to have success. And, you know, I think number one, just like I mentioned, is you do need to figure out why you're doing the business. You do need to, you know, listen to the inspiring stories of people in this company and try to relate with one of them of what you could do to change your own life. And so the why is really important. But today I want to talk about the roadmap. And so if people are listening to the call today, this would be a good time to maybe grab some notes and just maybe write these seven steps down that I'm going to go through tonight. It's specifically on my mind because we've been really immersed in diving into how to recruit 20 people in a single month with Mr. Chris Hughes. Those are insane numbers if anybody's ever, you know, tried to recruit more than four people in a month. You know, and to say that it's possible to recruit 20 people in a single month is absolutely an insane. But that's the training we're going through. Every week we're going through a webinar on Wednesday night, and anybody's welcome to contact Mr. Hughes or the Team Renew family and be part of those webinars. They're free, and it's just awesome resource. But they've really got my wheels turning. And in my 5 years in this business, only 1 month have I ever recruited 20 people in a single month. And I'll tell you what, I was busy, I was tired, I was exhausted, I was having fun, I was making some serious money as well. I think that was my first $14,000 month that I had in the company, but I've only done it one time. And I don't want anybody who's new on the call to think that you have to recruit 20 people in a single month to be successful. But the whole point is to put some major juice in your business and to have just this massive explosion for people. And the concepts will teach you how to recruit two people. They'll teach you how to recruit 20. And you can apply it however you want, whether you're looking for an extra $500 a month or whether you're looking for an extra $500 a day. You know, or if you're like maybe Mr. Moore, an extra $500 before lunchtime. So it just that you can space your business out however you want to. And another thing to realize is to get our car bonus, you only need to recruit two people a month. You know, so I don't want to blow anybody out of the water by saying those numbers, but that's what we're talking about. And so in order to recruit that many people, I mean, again, just two people a month consistently throughout the 12 months, that'll get you a brand new BMW in your driveway. Or if you choose to just take the cash bonus from our company and to get in the Performance Club, guys, it's two recruits a month or five memberships a month. I mean, you get a point for every membership you put in the system, and you only need 5 points to be part of this Performance Club, Car Bonus Club. One membership equals 1 point. One recruit equals 3 points. So two recruits, like I said, is 6 points. 12 months straight, you got your car bonus. Now, that's a very part-time income. Don't leave the car bonus on the table. I think that's where everybody should start, whether you're doing this business 5 to 10 hours a week or whether you're doing this business full-time. The Performance Club is definitely something that's a measurable goal. Now, that being said, two recruits a month can get you into the car bonus, and it can nearly get you on the trips as well. I mean, we've been to the Punta Cana, Dominican Republic, Cancun. They just sent 1,000 people to Hawaii this summer. And that's for the same Performance Club requirements. And again, only two a month. But to recruit 20 a month or two a month, whatever it's going to be, it's these seven steps that you need to master and apply to whatever intensity you want to apply it to you and your business. I kind of find that your team tends to follow your intensity. Motion creates emotion. And when you're moving fast, the team for some reason follows. I've had months where I've just decided to go gangbusters, and for some reason team from California, New York, Hawaii, New Mexico, and Oregon are calling me. And for some reason, they're moving faster than ever. And I don't even know how that happens, just putting that energy out there. I mean, it just, there's something that just creates that synergy with your team. So you can run at whatever pace you want. But here's the seven steps, and I'll start with just naming what they are. These are seven steps that you need to master, seven skills, I guess you could say. These are seven skills to master to create a large organization. We all know that you can go out there and make a living in multiple different ways in this company. You can market memberships. You can go into companies. You can offer this to CDL drivers. I mean, you can go a lot of different directions with this company. But if you want to build a large organization, these are the seven skills. And it starts, number one, is you need to master the skill of finding prospects. Number two is you need to master the skill of inviting prospects to do something, to come somewhere, to see something. Number three is you need to master the presentation, or how you're going to present to prospects. I love, like how Mr. Chris Hughes during our webinar training, he put presenting in quotation marks, you know, and I'll explain what he means by that. But number three is the presentation, is mastering the skill of the presentation or whatever the tool is. Number four is mastering the follow-up process, so following up with your prospects. Number five is closing the prospects. This is an important skill. It's our entire topic for an hour and a half on Wednesday night this week, by the way, is closing prospects, how to close the prospects, and how to get that ink, the paper, and obviously this is an important skill because this is where you get paid. This is what gets you your commission of $100 to $252, you know, understood in our normal plans. So closing, number five is closing. Number six is getting the new associates that you just recruited, getting your new associates started right. That's a skill. And you know, I've got to say, it's so nice to see this roadmap so I can kind of evaluate how I've done. And I've done well on some, and I've done horrible on others. And it's just nice to kind of always plan, do, and review and look at how you're doing when you're bringing new associates in. But the skill number six to master is to know how to get a new associate moving, how to inspire that new associate to go get their first paycheck maybe. And then number seven is promotion, is mastering the art of promotion. And those are the seven steps. And so now for the few minutes that we have remaining tonight, what I'm going to do is kind of just break down those seven and just kind of share how in a lot of ways I learned some of these things a little indirectly. I didn't even realize that I was doing these seven steps in a lot of, in some of the things that I was doing. And it's interesting, sometimes you get away from doing what works, and when you kind of reevaluate what's worked for the hundreds of people that we have in our company making a six-figure income, or the thousands that have made more than $50,000 a year with our company. I mean, these are the things that they got good at. They got good at least a few of them. You know, and the people in our company that are making over $500,000 a year or over $1 million a year, those are just crazy numbers, but they've obviously mastered probably all seven of these things. And so that's the journey we get to start on. Everybody started someday. Everybody started. Dave Cibula, multiple millions he makes in our company every year. I mean, he started somewhere. He signed his first application at some point. And at some point in his lifetime, he learned how to master these skills. And, you know, number one, finding prospects, it's really simple. If you want to just take your notes a little further, and let's start over on number one and now leave a little room for some notes for yourself of what you can do in this area is finding prospects. You know, obviously you got to learn how to find prospects, and I can tell you your most important step when you're new, and to be honest, 95% of the people on this call probably need to do this step. Even if you've been in for 2 or 3 years, you could probably do this step again, is making your list, pulling out your phone, maybe start over, pull out your phone, start on A, go to Z, write every name down, go into your Facebook and, you know, pull out the names and open up your Facebook phone book, and you can find probably a lot of phone numbers there. And when I say Facebook, I don't want anybody to misunderstand me. I don't mean blasting 1,000 people at a time in Facebook. I don't believe there's really a success story in our entire company where somebody blasted 1,000 emails and recruited some superstar by doing it. It just does not happen. If this company that just invested $650 million and if they've got $650 million to spend, and there was some way that with technology that they could hit some button and recruit 1,000 people or recruit some superstars, I mean, I would argue that they would have done it. It would have already been done. So there's not a high-tech way to make this business work. But you can use these high-tech things to get a list. because it's the personal touch, and that's why MidOcean, and that's why Legal Shield needs us. They can't pay the millions and millions of dollars that we the billions of dollars that we can bring to the table by our personal touch. And that personal touch, maybe put a highlight under that. That's why we need you. That's why you're part of the More Success team, is because we need your personal touch. Your personal touch is different than mine. It's different than Mr. Morris. It's different than Mr. Cambrell's. And we do need your personal touch. And we need you to use it inside of this system. Okay? So, finding prospects. You know, making your list. I'll tell you my story. I made a list of 128 people. That was my first list, and that's really the only source. Finding prospects, that was my only source my first year, really. I mean, I didn't really have more than those 128 people. I didn't, my exposures, when I went out, I committed to doing 2 exposures a day. But how hard is that? I mean, that takes, what, 3 minutes to do an exposure to somebody. And a lot of times those exposures were one of these 128 people that I had here on my list. Right, so I was exposing 2 new people to the business every day, but I made a list of 128 people. And that list of those 128 names made me $68,000 my first year. I think that's one thing that a lot of people don't realize is how valuable your list is. You know, people ask me, you know, what happens when you run out of your 128? Well, 2 things. You'll never run out, because if you're doing your 2 exposures a day, 5 days a week, that's a new 500 people every year. That might not, 2 exposures a day might not sound like a lot, but you know, 500 people, you're going to find somebody interested just off of your 2 exposures a day. Now, I can tell you, you'll get a lot more recruits probably out of your 128 people if you can come up with your own list of 100 people, because that warm market, these are people who already know, like, and trust you. And it's really hard to get people to know, like, and trust you out of the exposures. There's a few more steps that it takes, and there's a little more time involved there. Your list is the most valuable way to find people who respect what you do and to send you referrals and to build a real business. You know, and so my first $68,000 I made in my first full year was from that 120 people. I'll go back to exactly what I did with that list in just a little bit. Number 2 is inviting prospects, right? Inviting them to the step 3, which is presenting. So number 2, you got to get good at inviting. And I just started calling through my 128 people. And sometimes I mentioned the business. Sometimes I didn't. Sometimes they would say they worked at Verizon. I'd say, oh, that's awesome. I'll bet you love it there. They probably give you some good discounts. They say, no, I hate it. And there's my opening. I'd say, you know, it's funny you say that, because our company is looking for people and the pay is great. You can actually even do it around your busy schedule there. Are you open to making additional income? And that might sound like something I came up with on the, you know, just on the spot, but it's not. That's something I've said probably 1,000 times, you know, to different people. As I did my 2 exposures a day and as I talked to my 128 people, I knew that at some point somebody was going to give me the opportunity to say, hey, you know what, our company's looking for people and the pay is excellent. You can actually do it around any busy schedule. You should check it out. You know, they're looking for people, and I thought of you. Pay's great. You know, just whatever variation that is for you, but just get a little 10-second thing that you can throw out that invite. So you got to get good at inviting. Just do it. I love Patrick Hodges' training, because the one thing I get out of his training is he talks about how he was the number one sales guy at Sears, became one of the top dogs at Bose Sound System, and all he got good at was asking people. Just ask. I mean, how hard is it just to ask? You know, our company's looking for people. The pay's great. You don't have to do it around any busy schedule. Are you open to making additional income? Or, hey, I thought of you. It pays great. They're looking for people right now. Are you open? And so getting good at inviting. And then the number 3 is you got to know how to present. You know, you got to know what to invite them to. And I'll tell you, my first year with that list of 128 people made 68 grand. And again, $68,000 is not a lot to some people. And I don't mean to try to make it sound like it is. I mean, to me, that was double anything I ever made in my life. Okay? So I'm just using my example, my story. And number 3 is I learned that in that $68,000 I made my first year, I never did the presentation. Probably not for my first 9 months. I didn't do one presentation for anybody. I didn't sit down with them and have a flip book and flip through it. I really didn't. It's a good tool that some people can use. I'm just saying I didn't use that. I didn't present. I invited people to events. So when I was inviting, step 2, to the presentation, I used the events, I used the DVDs, I used the websites, I used the sizzle calls, I used tools that did the presenting for me. In other words, quotation presenting, I didn't present my first year. And you really don't have to present. Number four is following up. So obviously if I had somebody go to the website, I'd follow up with them. One of the reasons why I loved inviting people to the sizzle call is because I could do it right now. So I could call somebody up and, you know, say, hey, John, how you doing? Great. Hey, listen, I was just following up, seeing if you had a chance to take a look at that website. You told me to call you right around 6, and I was just running out the door. I wanted to touch base with you first. Did you have a chance to take a look at that? Oh, you didn't? Okay. Hey, no problem. You know, I'd like to just tell you a little bit about what we're doing. Do you got a minute right now? Did I catch you at a good time? Okay, perfect. Hey, go grab a pen. I've got this call I want you to listen to. It'll take about 4 minutes. We'll listen to it together. Let me know when you got a pen available. All right, great. Here's the call. I'll listen to it with you. Write down any questions you have. I know you're going to love it. And then I connect the sizzle call. And then the sizzle call does a 4 to 8 minute presentation for you. A sizzle call is basically just kind of gives them a little bit of the information. And so when I was presenting, again, step three, sometimes I gave them the DVD or the website, and when I followed up, they hadn't watched it yet, so I would give a presentation right there on the phone. And again, it wasn't me talking. It was me getting them to a tool. It was me getting them to a sizzle call. And then number five is closing prospects. Usually that sizzle call or that website or that DVD or whatever tool I use, usually that would just be something that I could get them to pique their interest enough to get them to an event. And so I would get them to an event, and I wouldn't close my prospects either, guys. It would be a millionaire club member that was doing our briefing. It would be an executive director, one of the top directors in our area that was doing the presentation, and they were closing my prospects for me because they were doing the presentation. Again, it didn't have a whole lot to do with me. I just got good at inviting. Number six is getting the new associate started right. So then you're closing the applications. And then the number six is now you got a new recruit after you've closed them, and now you've got to get good at getting them started right. Well, look at the process that we just took somebody through. I made a list. I invited them to a tool, and I followed up, and I followed up, and sometimes I gave them another tool and another tool, and I kept on following up, and then I got them to a live event, and then they signed up. None of those were really me doing a presentation, so getting somebody started right, really, the biggest thing I did my first year was I just got them plugged in. That was my number one goal, is to get somebody plugged into the business. I get them plugged into the next briefing, plugged into the next Super Saturday, plugged into the next Oklahoma event, you know, which is obviously coming up here in 2 months. Then number seven, you know, I think this kind of goes right along with number six, is getting them started right, obviously setting up their private business reception. That means doing, you know, getting them to use their list and inviting them all over to their house to have a grand opening and play that DVD. You know, so that would be the list, and getting them started right, do that private business reception. And big, big, big part there is getting them plugged in. Well, number seven, that kind of comes in because now we've got to promote events to get them plugged in. I've got to call my new associates every Wednesday to remind them about the briefing that's happening the next day with some amazing presenter that's going to be in town, because every single week we have an amazing presenter running that event. But I have to make those calls. And sometimes I made those calls 6-7 times to the same associate to make sure they kept on coming. And I wouldn't always say, hey, are you going to the briefing tomorrow? I'd say, hey, you know that new guy we just recruited at last week's luncheon? Have we talked to him about the briefing tomorrow? So I'm talking about the briefing, and I'm talking to this person as if they are my new leader, and I'm reminding him that the briefing, the event, is the most important part. It's the heartbeat of the business, and you can't skip a beat. It's like a heart attack. Your team dies. Your synergy dies. You can't skip an event if you're building momentum with a team. Getting them skipping a briefing would be it could be fatal to that process. So promoting for events is just being excited about that next event. You have to be sold out first, by the way. I remember my first year being invited to a Jazz game on third row right behind Jerry Sloan when Karl Malone and John Stockton were running the Jazz. It was so fun, you know, when those guys were running. And I remember somebody calling me up and asking me if I wanted to go and play or go to that third row and sit behind Jerry Sloan on the bench. And I was so excited. I said, heck yeah, let's go. And then they told me that that event was Thursday night. And I immediately said, dang it, oh, that's my briefing night, man. I'm so sorry I can't make it. I didn't even think for a moment to skip my briefing because I had some momentum and I had three or four people on my team that I knew were going to be at that event because I had been calling them and reminding them to be there and reminding them to work on their list and to invite their prospects to that event. And how dare I not be there? But it started first with me selling out to that event, right? And with that, guys, those were the seven steps. I wanted to just finish by emphasizing how important it is for us to not only be there to OKC, but to promote it to our team. And one thing you'll notice about any event, and especially I'm going to use the example of OKC, if you haven't sold out, bought your ticket, bought your plane ticket, your room, or whatever it is that's put that first, at least the first amount of dollar to commit yourself to going, you're going to notice you're not going to be talking very passionately to your team about helping them overcome their objections of why they might not be able to come. And let me tell you, everybody's going to tell you they can't come. But it's going to take a special leadership. It's going to take your special touch, your personal touch, to inspire some of those people to come meet Mr. Moore. Come meet the Moore Success Family. Come meet Millionaire Club member Mr. Kyle Cambrell, who has hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of memberships marketed through his team. You need to get your team. You need to be around these leaders, and you need to get your team around these leaders as well. And that's happening here, guys, in less than 2 months. Oklahoma City is not an option if you want to make this thing go big and completely change the future of your family and your team's family. So with that, guys, sorry for going a couple minutes over, but I'm going to just go ahead and thank you once again and turn the call back over to you, Mr. Moore.
I tell you what outstanding training. You always come through, young man. I am so admire you, your ability, your enthusiasm. It's very easy to see why you're the superstar you are and why you're going to be going a long way for a long time with our company. We appreciate you being on the call tonight. We thank you for your initiative. We thank you for your energy. And we're looking forward to seeing you at the breakout and at the convention in Oklahoma City. Thank you, Ryan, and God bless you, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mr. Randy Moore?
Mr. Burns, fantastic information. No wonder you're such an incredible recruiter. We appreciate you being such a great leader on our team. Of course, we're looking forward to seeing you in Oklahoma City and appreciate all that you do. Mr. Moore, back to you.
Well, Randy, I think that's a prime example. If you can't win, if you don't get in the game, you just can't win if you're not in the game. And if you're going to be in the game, you need to be in Oklahoma City, you need to be at our breakout session, you need to be on these calls. And I hope that, you and Jeremy and I are, let's see, what day we're going to be over in Austin, Texas. Do you remember?
Yes, the 8th and 9th, I believe.
And I don't know the location yet, but we'll be putting that out. It's supposed to be the first time all three of us have got to go someplace like that in a long, long time. Thanks be to God, your health's improving, my health's improving, and we're going to be out there knocking a few doors, so to say. But, Randy, let's just thank everybody for being on the call tonight because we certainly do appreciate it. And once again, as we always do, let's keep giving God the praise, keeping him first, keeping our family second, keeping this legal show third, keep it all in perspective, and we'll win in the end. So God bless you, folks, and good night.
Good night, everyone.